In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the Mass of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And there's a very special reason for that, because it's today, it has been 100 years since Our Lady appeared and the final time for the three children in Fatima. And not only did she appear to those three children, but this time on the final apparition, the numerous and great number of people also saw the whole Holy Family, that is Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, performing a great miracle called the Miracle of the Sun. 100 years ago, the country where all this happened, named Portugal, it was in very bad state. People were neglecting the sacraments, didn't want to go to church, and the rulers of that country were very evil and wicked, and most of them were even communists who hated Catholic Church and God. But during those days on the year 1917, Our Lady appeared to three children and gave them a message to be told to everybody they knew, that she wanted people to repent and come back to God Almighty. And on this final apparition on October 13th, she revealed to them that she was Our Lady of the Rosary. And she said that people must not try to offend our dear Lord anymore, but they should do penance and ask pardon for their past sins. And the best way they could do that was to recite the Holy Rosary. The final apparition to the children, which Our Lady gave this message, ended, and then she, that is Our Lady, turned to the east, as was her custom, and she pointed to the sun, and the children looked and saw on the side of it Our Lady, and on the other side Saint Joseph and the infant Jesus. And on that day, October the 13th, 100 years ago, tens of thousands of people gathered to witness the great miracle of the sun. At the moment when Our Lady, Saint Joseph, and infant Jesus appeared to the eyes of the three Fatima children, the whole crowd, they cried out, "The sun, look at the sun." And at that moment, the sun began to revolve in the sky and started to send a light which showed all the colors of the rainbow and resembling a wheel of fire. And this was truly a great and mighty phenomenon, and no astronomer or scientist could explain that on natural principles, and hasn't been able to do that ever since. This great miracle of the sun and its light and its colors, it was repeated three times within 10 minutes. All the people who saw that, they fell on their knees, crying out that it was a miracle. Finally, the sun resumed its normal appearance, as we see that in the sky, and the children returned to their homes, and the crowd dispersed. And now the very last of the Fatima apparitions had taken place, and ever since that place, Fatima, became a place of great pilgrimages, where thousands and thousands and more thousands of people flocked to answer the call of Our Lady, saying that they want to obey God rather than please the world. And it was a great blessing to the country of Portugal that Our Lady of the Rosary appeared there, because thanks to that revival, all the evil rulers were thrown away, and the faith was rescued for Portugal for more than 50 years. When the apparitions had now ended, the three children continued their ordinary lives as shepherds. But their lives had now changed, and changed to the much more holier direction. They were now very careful never to omit the recitation of the Holy Rosary. One of them, Jacinta, even urged her mother and the whole rest of her family to develop this pious practice of saying the rosary all together as a family every single night. And the numerous number of people also enrolled to rosary confraternity, where they dedicated themselves that they would all recite the Holy Rosary each and every day. Dear children, the miracle of the sun was truly a great miracle, which was astonishing to see for every people who saw that. But even greater miracle and even more powerful message and action which Our Lady did on that year 1917 was that she gave a serious warning to people, and the people listened her. Oftentimes we are too much into thinking that what is good for us, or what gives us the pleasure, or how we could live our lives as easily and good for ourselves as possible. Do we have a good job? Do we have lots of money? Are we well appreciated and held in high esteem in society? But often, very often in our lives, what is good for us or what seems pleasing to us is something totally different than what is pleasing to God. A person, a Catholic, who goes to church regularly, who receives sacraments faithfully, and who always recites his rosary, he is much more pleasing to God and to Our Lady than is a president or king or is a general manager of a great company or the richest man in the world. Because what God wants from us and what he expects from us is humility and childlike devotion to him, and love, that we love his own mother Mary very much, because our Lord himself loved Mary so much. I also want to mention today's saint, Saint Edward. He was one of the most liked kings in the whole history of England, because he was always so kind, friendly, and patient with all the people around him. He was a great ruler and a very strong and liked king, but he was even more liked as a Catholic, as a Christian, who was kind and gentle and never spoke strongly even to the meanest and wickedest of person. The poor people who were oppressed by the mighty people of the world, they looked at Saint Edward, somebody who could help them, somebody who, unlike the mighty and the rich of the world, was a true Christian, that is, a follower of Christ. And whenever Saint Edward was asked for help, he always provided it. And everybody knew that Saint Edward always started his day by hearing the holy sacrifice of the Mass, and his most important mission in life was to do what was pleasing in God's sight. So children, today is the great anniversary of Miracle of the Sun. Make that note that you admire and you thank God Almighty of the great things he has given to you. But remember also to be how Our Lady wants you to be. That is, you always receive the sacraments faithfully and with good heart and clean conscience, and that you recite her Holy Rosary every day. Because if you remember God, if you remember Mary in your lives, Our Lady will also remember you, and God will remember you. And even if the whole world forgets you or despises you, if you stay faithful to Our Lady's Rosary, she will stay faithful to you and will be your mother here on earth, and most especially your great and loving mother in eternal heaven. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.